This is Wade Brathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Regulators are proposing new limits on banker bonuses that would make the highest paid employees at the biggest bank wait at least 4 years to receive parts of their annual pay. If the proposals are completed, banks would also have to reclaim bonuses from bankers who take risks that lead to big financial losses. Prince, the elusive and innovative rock star, died suddenly at his Minneapolis home at 57. Suicide rates increased among almost all groups, a federal data analysis found, with women and middle-aged Americans hit particularly hard. Uber reached a settlement in a pair of class action lawsuits in California and Massachusetts that will let it continue to categorize drivers in those states as independent contractors, a landmark agreement with lasting implications for them. Under the settlement, filed in the U.S. District Court in the Northern District of California, Uber will pay as much as $100 million to the roughly 385,000 drivers represented in the cases. The company also agreed to several concessions to appease driver concerns, as well as aiding in creating new drivers' associations in both states. Last 5 years, authorities have found more than 75 cross-border tunnels between the U.S. and Mexico for drug smugglers. The latest was running from San Diego to Tijuana. It was a half mile long with an elevator. Over the last 5 years, congressional Republicans have cut the IRS budget by nearly $1 billion, reducing its staff by 17,000 and defanging the agency. Recently, they proposed no bonuses for any staff until customer service improves. Cases of identity theft to fraudulently get returns quadrupled from 2010 to 2014 to 730,000. There are 1 million malicious attempts to access IRS databases every single day. 20,000 phone schemes are reported weekly, pretending people are IRS agents in order to hustle money off of elderly and other people. The Koch brothers disbanded their opposition research group into other political organization efforts. FBI concedes that it may have paid $1.3 million to hackers to break into the Apple iPhone from owned by the San Bernardino mass murderer. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Brathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.